Time for Chamber Chat. And we've got Janae Preve with us. Hello.
Good morning.
That's right. And do I call you the executive director?
No, you can just call me Janae.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to miss out on anything here.
No. Yeah. Okay. But yes, thank you for having us. Yeah. I have Kim Dolan and Dennis Gartner with Edina Realty, and they are our Chamber Business of the Month.
Are they new in town or...
No, they're not new in town.
No, kidding, they're not.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, welcome. Well, you've been here 10 years or so anyway, so, you know, at your young age. We're going to move that microphone just a little closer to your mouth. I don't get to see your face by doing that. So, anyway, Edina Realty, this is, you have an office just south of the tracks.
Correct. We're located at 125 South Sibley Avenue, right here in Litchfield, Minnesota.
There's a big sign there now that's kind of pretty.
Yeah. Our digital sign. You can't miss it when you're driving by.
Yeah. I did see, in fact, I think going by this morning, there was a deal pending.
We have several properties pending right now. Almost ready to close on them. So we are in the need for listings to sell.
Yeah. Dennis, you go around town, there's just not a lot of, you know, yard placards out there.
You are correct. I looked this morning early and there was 9 properties in Litchfield that were available. 3 of them were over 600,000. So that puts a few of the people out of that range. So like Kim said, we do need your listing. So we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah. And as the market goes, What's the demand, Kim? I mean, when people come in, have you got something for us in the $100,000 range? Or what are people, where is the sweet spot, would you guess?
I would say the sweet spot right now is between $200,000 and $300,000. Mm-hmm. I think there's only 2 listings under $200,000 right now. Hmm. And then we have the high-end listings on the lake, and they sell too. So, I mean, it's not just that mid price point, but that's the 200 to 300 is kind of your maybe first time buyer, a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. Interest rates, Dennis, are we going the right direction on those?
We're hanging in there. Let's just say that. Yeah. They've been worse, obviously, not too long ago, maybe like a year or so ago. They have been worse. Historically, a 7% interest rate isn't a bad thing, and we are seeing sub-7 rates right now. So there's obviously room for improvement, but a lot of people can afford this interest rate, and it's not looking bad, not going the wrong direction anyway.
When you bought your first home, do you remember what the interest rate was? Because I remember what ours was.
I believe mine was 11%.
We were happy because we got 12 and a quarter.
Yep.
I mean, it had just come down. I think it was maybe an FHA sort of thing that put us in that category. So it was, man, I'll tell you. At 7%, that sounds like a bargain to me.
Well, agreed. And there are a few lenders that we work with that if the rates drop within the next 2 years, they'll help you to refinance and not have as many fees as you normally would.
Oh, that's right, because there'd be closing costs normally.
Right. Yeah. There'll be some, but it would look different than a normal refinance. So it gives people a little bit of an incentive with some of the lenders to just go ahead and buy it and not know that the interest rate's going to drop, but we're speculating that they're going to drop.
Yeah. You know, the fodder that we hear when we read the World and National News stuff is that they want to drop it a couple of different times throughout 2024. So, yeah, that would help.
Correct.
It would all help. And if people, you're looking for listings, if people are going to sell their house, either one of you two, tell me, besides getting a hold of you, what should they do to their house to get it ready to sell?
Probably contact us early in the process if they possibly can. Okay. And then we'd go through it with them and see what repairs or painting or whatever needs to be done for them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a good return on investment. Other times it's not. So we'd like to guide them through that process from the beginning if we can.
Okay. Because people get home inspections quite often, when they're buying a house. Is that less nowadays than it used to be?
Well, we're still in a really competitive market.
Oh, okay.
So, We haven't seen as many home inspections in the last couple of years as we used to see, just because it will make the offer look better to the sellers. So a lot of times when we're in multiple offers, we don't see them, but that's not always the case.
Okay.
I would say probably 50%, 60% of the sales still have home inspections.
Okay. All right. I just remember, and of course it's been a long time since we've bought a house, but yeah, I remember back then it was, I bet it was 85% of the people were getting home inspections. And well, actually, we didn't, but we trusted our real estate agent that walked through it with us, and it really worked out well, you know.
And sometimes it depends upon the home. Some people confuse an inspection with an appraisal.
Right.
The appraisal is done for the, on behalf of the lender to make sure that the house is worth what they're loaning on it.
Okay.
The inspection is done for the buyer's information to make sure that there's no major issues, or kind of create a maintenance list for what might be coming up for things to do.
Okay. Are you, I mean, do you find that there's things commonly that people overlook when they're trying to market their house? That, oh, well, you should have got this fixed.
I don't know if it's overlooked so much as if a normal person walks through a home, they don't notice everything.
Okay.
That inspector's there for 2 to 3 to 4 hours, and they are picking it apart, basically looking for anything that could be a potential issue. So they're just digging deeper, doing a deep dive, and that's their job.
Yeah.
And they do a good job of it. We have some really good inspectors that we work with, and they're fair to both sides. Seems to work out well.
And you guys are members of the chamber. Let's not forget that. And I noticed that you're in parades, and I mean, you guys are very active in our community, which is just awesome. They're with the people at Edina Realty.
We try to be, like, we're involved in different groups. I'm involved with Rotary, which is obviously the premier group.
Monday.
No,
there we go.
No.
We love them all.
Kiwanis is the premier group.
There we go.
Yeah. I thought it was the Beano Blue Line Club, but you know.
Yeah, we support them, too.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'm also a chamber ambassador, and I know Kim is involved with Light Up Litchfield and things like that as well. So we do try to stay involved.
Litchfield Visitors Bureau. And I'm just going to toot our horn here a little bit. Last year, we were voted Small Business of the Year by the Chamber.
Remember that. That is awesome. Let's everyone clap.
Yes, thank you very much.
That was a real honor for us.
Yeah, it is.
And a surprise.
Well, and a surprise.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
It was.
Yeah. Well, it's Janae, what do you think? I mean, were they very deserving of that award?
Absolutely. They are so involved with the community and with the Chamber, and I just can't imagine Litchfield without them.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they do a heck of a job, and their involvement helps you.
Absolutely, yeah. They are our spokespeople for the Chamber and the Visitors Bureau, so having them out there in the community is super important.
In the 80s and 90s, I was a Chamber ambassador, and at that time, it was the only thing it seemed like we did was if someone opened up a new business, we'd go, you know, give them the Welcome to Town program. But the Chamber ambassadors, they stay busy.
Yeah, we just worked on the chamber auction to raise some money for updating the office over here. And it's a fun thing to get involved with. So,
yeah,
it worked out well.
All right. And Janae, how'd that work out?
We didn't meet our goal, but we got up there. And we're hoping that with those funds, we're going to be able to do some new flooring for sure. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the goal for the is to do the entire building?
You know, just some of those more important things, the flooring, maybe some paint, some more professional uniform seating arrangements.
Sure.
So tables and chairs, but nothing major, but little facelift.
But it all costs money.
It does, yeah.
It does. All right. And at the chamber, maybe you can update us of what's coming up, what's going on next. I know we got a little retirement party, although that's not part of the chamber, but that's, for our old guy who used to sit right here, younger than me, Randy Quitney. That's coming up on Friday.
It is, yeah, and it's held at a chamber member business, which is Half Bushel Brewing. So get out there, and it starts at 5, I believe. You can come and wish him well and congratulate him on his retirement. And
5 to 7?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
anything else going on over at the chamber?
We're just always looking for new members. So if you're interested or, you know, want to get involved, you can give us a call at 320-693-8184. Mm-hmm. You can visit us online, litch.com. Send an email, Janae@litch.com. If you want to stop by in person, we're just right across from the radio station. And, yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, Janae, we thank you for coming in. And we also thank the folks from Edina Realty, Dennis Gardner, Kim. You are, if I was going to call you Kim Elam, excuse me, we've known each other that long, so Kim Dolan, and we thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Chamber Chat.